Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A parade of priests in their usual regalia, but also wearing hard hats, processing into the cathedral for a special Good Friday service. The Archbishop of Paris had described this, speaking to reporters in the build-up. He said there'd be a total of seven people in attendance, and so in a place that can hold thousands, instead they were going to broadcast the whole thing online instead, and that's what they have done. It is just shy of the first anniversary of the fire at Notre Dame, when the roof was destroyed, the spire came down, and Notre Dame remains closed, and it's probably going to be closed for several more years to come. But in recent weeks, it has been joined by countless other places of worship across France and around the world that have been shut down by the coronavirus pandemic. So as Christians prepare for their religion's most important festival over the weekend, and they do so in a very unusual time, at Notre Dame this morning, a Good Friday celebration unlike any it's experienced in its 800-plus years.
Remarkable. So you can see that online today?
Yes, and it's just finished, so doubtless it will be around somewhere. It was what the Archbishop had said was going to be, they were aiming to send a message of hope, he said. The message of hope is especially important for our compatriots at a time when we are particularly affected by the coronavirus, which is sowing anguish and death. You know, it's a challenge for priests in much of the world. They've had their churches shut down. And other religious leaders face this as well, but particularly this weekend with Easter, the focus has been on Christianity, and they have to figure out a way to get through to people. But on the bright side, they have technology on their side, and you don't have to do a high-tech, pretty high-production event like we saw at Notre Dame this morning. This was well-filmed and broadcast sharply around the world. But for smaller churches, they've still got the options of Skype and Zoom calls and FaceTime and whatever else they want to use, and so it's not the same, it's not normal, but there is a way to connect there, and Notre Dame is just one of the more high-profile examples.
Yeah, well, hopefully not leaving people alone on an important weekend of faith. Let me ask you, since you're in London, what's the latest news about the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson? I think when I was going to bed last night, the announcement that had been made that he was recovering. Is he out of ICU? He never went on a ventilator, correct?
Yeah, as we understand it, he received oxygen treatment, and it sounds like he did need that kind of oxygen support for maybe a few days. But he's out of the ICU now. He remains in the hospital, but just back on a regular ward. And Downing Street says that he is beginning what it calls the early phase of his recovery, which sounds to me like they're hinting that it might be a fairly extensive recovery, potentially. They are saying that he is in, as they describe it, extremely good spirits. We have also heard this morning from Boris Johnson's father, Stanley, who is himself a kind of exuberant character and is a retired politician. And he's been saying that, in his view, Boris Johnson must now rest up. And he said he must not go straight back to Downing Street. So Downing Street has insisted that Johnson will take doctor's advice and won't be rushing back to work. At the same time, he has been taken out of action here when Britain faces perhaps its biggest crisis since World War II on both a health level and an economic level.
Are the political parties cooperating with each other here, or in the absence of a strong leader, controversial but strong leader like Boris Johnson, are they taking shots at each other?
But no, they're not actually. They are cooperating. And, I mean, to be honest, they don't need to cooperate that much because Boris Johnson has a landslide majority in Parliament. So he's got a great deal of power behind his Conservative Party. His cabinet has to make sure it agrees and doesn't squabble. British cabinets have a habit of squabbling, but they have insisted that they are all on the same page, that they know what the Prime Minister wants them to do, and they are going to do that. So there's a degree of loyalty. You know, Boris Johnson's at the start of his administration. He only won the election in December, and he does have a lot of power, as I say, in Parliament. But even beyond that, the opposition party here has said, you know, it is going to push him when required. It's going to push the government whether there's enough ventilators. Like other countries, Britain has got an apparent shortage of protective equipment for health workers. So the opposition has said it's not going to take the foot off the gas on those subjects, but on broader issues, it says it's going to sort of pause the regular hostilities and that the two parties will work together.
Good to know, and glad that the Prime Minister is beginning the recovery. Simon Owen, our Fox News correspondent, live from London this morning. I do appreciate it, Simon. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.